Yeah, I think sometimes you grow out of people.
Sometimes you just grow out of people.
Blah. Fill it. Welcome.
Can't stop eating these chips.
What the fuck, dude?
Can't stop eating these chips.
Dumbass. Welcome back to...
But so good. I see you.
The show where we say nonsense, eat chips, and keep it strictly...
platonic.
I'm your host with... Waiting for you to finish. The... most...
rudeness. Because you're not letting me eat.
My bad. We're just doing a podcast. Fucking idiot. My name is Mr. Old School. Jackass who doesn't understand that you shouldn't be chewing during a fucking show. Her name, because she who could speak for herself, is
Charlie, and that was from last episode.
Last week. It's vivid in people's memories,
so
Charlie.
So vivid. It's not like it was 5 minutes ago. What?
Don't break the fourth wall, you fucking idiot. Okay. We have a sponsor this week, Charlie.
It's not Fafalolo anymore. I miss them already.
Me too.
So what is it?
Well, hold on. I'm getting my papers together here.
Okay.
Yeah, because that is totally papers.
That is paper.
The incredible, dynamic, super edible Dinoflozin.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Dinoflozin is helping us? That's amazing. So Dinoflozin, let me tell you.
Dinoflozin.
I'm not even going to use these papers, old school, because I'm going to tell you about it because I use it all the time.
Okay, so you can speak from personal experience.
Personal experience.
Okay,
so Dinoflozin is a floss, okay, for you to go and clean your teeth, but it's edible. So you don't have to go and throw it in the toilet anymore and then it blocks everything and like you destroy your toilet.
Yeah, I mean, because nobody has garbages anymore.
No, but automatically, I don't know about you, but when I use regular dental floss, I put it in the toilet all the time because it's right there and you're flossing,
it totally
whatever.
Is.
And it's so bad for your toilet and you'll break your toilet and it costs you hundreds of dollars.
My toilets hate dental floss.
So with Dinoflozin, what you do is that you use the dental floss, and then you go and clean it all, and then you just eat it. And it's gone with the food on it. So it's... You're basically not wasting any food. So you're also helping the environment.
You're saving your ribs for later.
So great.
And you just eat the floss.
Yeah, and it just like...
What's
soon
it
as
made
it gets,
of, Charlie?
It's made out of vegan soy floss and beans. Okay. And then
vegan beans.
Just vegan soybeans. And it just, as soon as it hits your stomach, it just disintegrates. And it's just bye-bye floss.
Like, poof, like a cloud.
Yeah, then flossin'. I don't remember what it's called.
But you use it. That's, yeah.
And because I know you're wondering why it's called Dinoflozin.
Yeah, why the fuck is it called
that? It's because there's a cute little package and the little dinosaurs on it. It's very cute.
Because it's
so
short.
So your kids can use it too.
Dino is short for dinosaur.
Yes.
Flozin is long for floss.
Floss. And your kids are going to love it too because everybody knows that soy is disgusting. So they'll just love it because there's dinosaurs on it and they'll love it. So dinoflozin.com.
Dinoflozin.
Just guess the spelling. You're good.
Just guess it. That's the trademark. Guess the spelling.
Guess the spelling.
Dinoflozin.
Guess the spelling.
All right.
All right.
To HR. So, hey, HR.
No, wait. Can I tell you something first?
Yeah.
So I had my last regular season softball game last week.
Oh, okay.
We lost. And we didn't make it to playoffs.
Oh, no.
And I knew it all season. And I knew it all season. And I was joking around with C-Money because I'm on a team with C-Money and Carp.
Yeah.
And we were joking around that I was going to be the last one to bat. And I was going to fuck it up. And I fucked it up.
You were the last on the bat.
Third out.
You ended the season.
Third out. They caught it. But it was a nice bat, though. Like, okay. I made it pretty far. But the guy lunged and caught it.
Oh.
And we lost. And now we're not going to play next game anymore.
Well, that's sad. No playoffs.
I know. No playoffs.
Sad. How many teams are in the league?
I'm really the bad person to ask this. I'm going to say 6.
And how many teams make the playoffs?
I'm going to say, like... 6? No, I'm kidding. No, I think we're only 2. If I'm not mistaken, and Carp is yelling at me right now, I think 2 people don't make it.
Okay.
2 teams don't make it. And you were
one of the 2.
We were one of the 2, yeah, that didn't make it. So, but yeah, it was fun. Anyways.
Well, it's all about participation, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Winners and losers.
Yeah, yeah. I made a lot of mistakes that game, but it's okay. We made it. And I'm
eating. As long as you learn from those mistakes, right?
As long as you learn from those mistakes. And yeah, so that's all I wanted to mention. So, tier.
With a softball.
Nice. Okay. You tell me what's up with you, and then I'm going to tell you about a wonderful story that happened to me at a wedding. Wedding?
So, we got news on Cock Fu.
Oh, shit. Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've got a bit of an issue with...
Cock Fu's?
Coxon. No, Cock Fu. Well, no, because, yeah, that whole fucking... ordeal with him like passing out, almost dying during his bachelor party. He's good, but 2 things. 1, I ain't a huge fan of photos in general. We know this. But I'm specifically not a fan of photos during a bachelor party.
Okay.
Like at the beginning, you're hanging out with your bros, whatever. But when you start getting into the crazy shit,
turn it off.
You do not need to be taking photos.
True.
And all of his buddies were taking fucking photos, and I was just like, biting my tongue because I'm the odd guy out. Yeah. But I don't know any of his friends. I know 1 guy. So yeah. I don't want to be that guy. But if it would, like, I was not cool. And then they start fucking posting shit on like the Facebook group wall.
Oh, group though.
But still, I go, take this down. Do not put this anywhere. Like, I didn't even like the
what
fact.
What was it a picture of?
Like him fucking passed out on the fucking floor or what, a street.
Yeah.
No, you know, I mean, that's future employers could accidentally see that. Yeah. Fucking the spouse that might not have been cool with the bachelor party. Like, there's rules. You don't talk about the bachelor party. well, in this case.
You shouldn't have a bachelor party that's worth not talking about, in my opinion. But anyway,
you ain't fun, buddy. That's why you haven't been invited to one, because you don't understand how the fuck it works.
I've never been invited to a bachelor party because I'm a girl and I have
bullshit,
a vagina.
You're a prude.
I'm not a prude.
You are.
I'm definitely not a prude.
Well, I know you play both ways, so you'd totally be good to go to a strip club. That'd be fucking cool.
I've been to strip clubs before, but anyways, I don't think that people should get passed out drunk. Like, is it really?
Hence why you don't go to this.
No, but is it necessary to waste all that money on like 14 shots when you're?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so Cock Fu wasn't a huge fan of that. I want to know people's thoughts. Do not take any fucking photos when it starts getting crazy, especially don't fucking post them. 2, it's kind of cool. He's coming back to Montreal. He's moving back from Toronto.
Really? Okay.
So I'm kind of like, I work with him too, which is kind of cool. And we were super close friends and then kind of lost touch. And it made me kind of reminisce about like friends who I've kind of lost touch with and why you lose touch with people. And I want to kind of bring that up without getting depressed or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
friends. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that in my life that I've lost touch with. I think it's just growing out of it, right?
Yeah. I think sometimes you grow out of people. Sometimes
you grow out of people. Sometimes you just grow out of people.
Blah.
I feel it. That's a weird sound to make.
Rah.
Somebody's bursting out of you and you make rah as a sound?
That's my sound.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Like a little lion.
Rawr.
Okay, but he moved out.
He moved out, yeah. He moved out of the city.
He moved away, so yeah. It's understandable.
But we actually stopped kind of hanging out before that, too.
Okay.
Kind of drifted apart.
Did you do anything to piss him off?
No, not at all. Just kind of like he went his way, I went my way.
Yeah, I mean.
Because sometimes there's rifts. There's like the one thing that happens. Like the unforgivable, you know, like the fucking the ex or something, or fucking the sister, you know?
Right.
The unforgivable. Or it's like, you said this, or the fight. Yeah. Well, usually when guys fight, they just fight and that's it, done. When women fight, it's over. It's life-lasting fucking feuds. Guys will duke it out and that's it.
It depends who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I physically have to break up with people.
Right.
To tell them, like, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
I've never had that. Usually I'll just ignore them.
No, see, I hate people like that.
Yeah.
Because I find it so unfair. Sloan
I find it
does
unfair
that.
To like shit on people.
Sloan does that a lot. She'll just be like, just ghost him. Like, no, just tell him you're not interested. Like, just Why are you going to play that card?
No, because you like it. You like confrontation. You like getting in people's face.
No, I just want to be honest. I expect honesty from people.
Okay.
But don't you feel that when you have a friend that you eventually like lost touch with?
Yeah.
When you think back, you realize that it was like unavoidable? Yeah, that makes sense.
Unavoidable. It was totally unavoidable.
Totally unavoidable.
Show title.
Yeah. It was totally unavoidable.
Unavoidable?
Unavoidable. Thank you. It's totally unavoidable. As in, like, from the beginning, you never really connected at a that deep of a level. That
okay. Yeah.
Don't you find?
No.
Okay. Bye. That's a drink.
Shot. I think different, like, sometimes you... Motherfucker. Because sometimes it's work, you know? Like, you don't work with somebody anymore. You don't. Although, weirdly, some of my closest friends...
Yeah.
Three of my closest friends...
Yeah.
It's McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's with three of my...
Three?
Yeah, three. Wait for it. Wait for it. Panama!
Right. I don't consider her your closest friend, though.
Because I hang out with her.
I thought you meant vegan Sean, but we weren't at the same McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like school, nothing. Like high school, yes. College, zero.
Yeah.
McDonald's, yeah, a lot.
I don't think you can make friends in college. Not in Canada, anyway.
Oh, maybe.
Well, because it's literally in and out. Like, you don't stay in school like in high school.
Heyo.
In the States, you, like, live in the dorm rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Here, we don't do that. I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah, people just drift apart for fucking different reasons.
So, are you excited that he's coming back?
I'm super happy.
Is he, like, we can are you rekindle. Ready to, like, rekindle?
I'm ready.
Did you tell him
I'm
that?
Ready
to
no.
You should.
Cock Fu, if you're listening.
Does he listen?
Who can? He might. Yeah, man. So, I'm happy. There was no, like, thing. We were totally cool. It just, he kind of did his own thing. I did my own thing. And
I was getting married?
Yeah, he's getting married.
You're
so,
losing him forever now.
No, not at all. No, because the bachelor party, then we hung out, drank, and he was awake for most of it, you know?
Awake for most
of it. So we kind
of
bonded a little bit, you know? Like, it was good.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so. That's cool. Good for you.
Yeah, me and Cock Fu, man. 24/7. Here we go.
That's not weird.
No. So you go, I go.
I'll go. We are mid-September. And September is the busiest time for a photographer, wedding photographer.
You would think summer, August.
Yeah, no, it's too hot. Here, it's too hot. So people get married in September.
Okay.
So I had my busiest weekend this past weekend where I had two weddings, my own, and one extra wedding to help out somebody.
So you got married?
I got married 3 times.
Okay.
And an older guy tried to pick me up.
Wow.
It was super awkward. Super
and that
awkward.
Sucks because you're the help, so you can't be a fucking dick. You got
yes.
And so that's I think it is a total dick move to try to hit on somebody who has to be there for work.
Right.
It's you're putting somebody in a position where they can't like brush you off and tell you to fuck off. You know what I mean? Like that yeah. I think is a total fucking dick
and
move.
And his wife was there.
Oh my God.
last week we were speaking about like having an 80-year-old. Like, would you sleep with an 80-year-old?
Yeah.
Well, this guy was staring at me at the reception. Actually, the whole day. But I see people during the ceremony and then the reception mostly. Because in the morning, it's just like private.
Yeah.
Staring at me. But like, looking at everything I did. Every time I would turn around, he would be staring at me. And I'd be like, this is so awkward. I don't know what to do. Because what are you going to do? Look at it and be like, smile?
No, just ignore
then
him.
It's like,
you got to ignore
can't,
him.
Ugh. Yeah, anyways, I didn't know what to do, so
you
I would I would just never look at him.
Okay.
And then at the reception, he asked me for my car. He's like, "What you're doing is so great." He's like, "You're so talented. You're so pretty." And I was like, "Okay, bye." And then
to drink.
I know things. And then he asked me for my card. And then what are you gonna do? No, you know. So I said, "No, I don't have any anymore." And then, but I had left some on the bar.
Okay.
So he picks up that one and then he takes it, he gives it to me and he's like, can I take a picture of you with the card? And I'm like, oh, so I hid my face with the card.
Oh,
and he's like, why are you going to hide your pretty face? And I'm like, yeah, I'm really tired. And I just hid my face and his wife was right there and she was like pissed.
Oh, man.
Pissed. And then, yeah, so then finally I left. Ugh. But it was super awkward. And the guy was like,
don't fucking do that,
75.
People. Don't do that, people. Yeah. Especially when they're like, they can't. Not cool.
Mm-mm. And people do that all the time when they go up to me and be like, can I take your picture? Oh my God.
Do you get hit on a lot at weddings and stuff?
I don't get hit on directly as in like, give me your number. No, but they'll always try to like, I've had people say they love me.
Okay.
You, I fucking love you.
But that's me being drunk. Like,
no, but it was like, you're the fucking
best.
No, yeah, okay. You're the best. But it's like every 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's one thing to do drunk and be like, I love you, man. Yeah. You say that to your friends, but you don't say that to a stranger.
Well, I said that to a Kocek person. You're the fucking best.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. Did you say I love you?
No.
Okay. I've had people say at every wedding, there's at least one person that will say, can I take your picture? I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah.
I'll take my own selfie with my big ass machine. But yeah, it's annoying. Like, leave me alone. I'm Fuck working. Off. I'm sweaty.
I can tell you I've never been hit on in the IT field before.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. You fix my hard drive.
In the IT. Plus, you don't see that many people just like getting drunk and stuff. Everybody I see is drunk. So it's very easy for me to get hit on. Yeah.
Well, one time the Christmas party, I got hit on a bit. But not at like during office.
Yeah, when there's drinks involved, it's very easy to get hit on.
I got my tie pulled. I didn't like it.
Oh, no. That's not fun. That's like death. Not cool.
Not a fan of the tie pull.
But yeah, so don't hate on the photographer. It's not cool.
Unless, anybody is working.
Unless you're legit hating on her, like being nice and like, hey, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a water? Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
That's okay. But don't be like, yo, I fucking love you, man. You're so fucking hot.
You have a card? Okay. You have a card? I want to fucking beat off to it later.
All right. Just a card.
All right, number 514. All right.
Gross.
This.
Or that.
Or that.
Can we pause at this or that? I actually have a question.
Do it again. I just burped through the whole thing.
That's okay. Keep it.
All right.
You know those guys? Those guys that like pee through their pee hole and not through their like hold zipper?
On. What?
You know those guys that pee?
Where else do you pee from? Hold on. Please enlighten me here. You know that weird scenario where you're pissing through your pee hole?
No, your
what
zipper.
What universe are you?
Your zipper. Through the pants zipper.
A lot of people do that.
Okay. But you know the guys that actually put their pants down?
Okay.
Okay. So I have this... There's this guy that I started jamming with.
Okay.
And we're like playing music together. Sure. And he's like, oh, can I use your bathroom? So I'm like, okay, sure. Okay. So he went to the washroom and I heard him undo his belt.
Okay.
And he's like... Yeah. And then he peed.
Okay.
And then belt again. Does that mean that he... Do people undo their belts when they pull down their zipper? Or is he one of those guys that pull their pants all the way down when they pee? All the way down to your ankles.
Ankles?
People do that.
Wow. Okay.
In public bathrooms.
Down to the end when they pee?
Yeah, so you go into the public bathroom and you see their ass.
When they pee?
When they pee.
I've never seen that.
Yes.
I've pissed with people, you know? I've never noticed somebody in the urinal dropping
apparently
the pants
there's those people.
The whole way. I've never seen that.
There's like, I'm literally pulling this number out of my ass, but like 15% of people pull down their pants.
Wow, interesting.
So,
the whole way.
All the way to the ankles.
Okay. Huh.
Because they just never learned to not do that.
Okay.
Right? Probably.
Sure. Yeah.
So, when you undo your zipper to go pee-pee, do you undo your belt? Or do you just zip down?
I zip down.
So, if he did it,
does
that mean he pulled his pants all the way down?
It's a good question. I mean,
welcome to my life, guys.
I've seen like most people that I've seen that do the belt, like just they have it hang to the like.
Okay, and
he's
then
hanging on the hip,
and then you pee.
Yeah,
and then you just people, do it. Over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just hang it on the hip.
So no chance of getting in the pants.
I'm not saying it's no chance. I'm saying
no, but if it's possible, if it's
theoretically
do it,
it is possible.
No, I mean if people do it, if you've seen it, that means that's probably what happened.
I've never seen somebody at a urinal in my life drop to the floor the pants.
I'm surprised.
Ever.
I'm sure there's a bunch of listeners that have.
No, I've seen the belts, like, and I've done it too sometimes. The people that I see the belt, it just hangs on like their hip.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
I've never seen pants hit the floor.
Okay.
Well, I mean, and one good technique doing that is that you don't possibly get like a little bit of reverb on the pants.
Right, but then you just everybody.
No, not necessarily.
If you go all the way to the floor,
To the floor, yes.
Okay. But you mean the pants?
Yeah, you're voiding the post drip.
The so belt.
That's efficient.
I agree.
Efficient.
I agree. But if I open my
because if you're not a good shaker, or if you're like you pee a little bit, like some people have a little bit after pee. You know what I'm saying? Like that's going all over yourself.
Okay, so that's my follow-up question.
If you can't like be, if I fucking shake it, shake the shit out of you.
Okay, that's my follow-up question.
Okay.
Why is there no toilet paper? Like, there's no way that shaking it is that.
It's not the most efficient way.
No, there's no way.
So actually, now that I think about it, I might start doing the other way because it's better to, you have more room to like.
Shake it.
Shake it, yeah. That's pretty efficient, actually.
They should have toilet paper.
Like, funny thing you mentioned this, fans of the show The League, Taco, that had like a pee bib, like a little bib.
That's fucking weird.
It's a bib like on the thing, so in case you have a little
bit. But does he put the bib in his pants?
I think so, yeah.
That's not weird. All right. You should have a little hat.
No, but the problem... the hat. No, so the problem with the toilet paper is you can't flush it because it's like just water in the urinal.
You put trash. Put a trash can.
Pee trash?
A pee trash.
It's interesting.
That's all. You put a little hat on and you put the hat back on and then you put it in your pants. So if there's drippage...
Dick hat.
It goes in the little hat.
Yeah. Dick hat.
Well, I was curious.
No, it's not the most efficient way.
I am that curious that I'll listen into people at my house peeing.
That's a little creepy. I'm never going to the bathroom. I'm never going to the bathroom in your house ever
again. I know,
again.
And that's like my biggest fear for people to hear me pee or poo. And I do it to other people. Wow. Probably because it is my
fear. But do you like have ear to the door? Like, okay.
My house is small. You hear everything. No matter where you are, you'll hear it. What's happening.
Well, next time I'll be like, listen to this. Listen to this. You want my fucking soundtrack? Listen to this, bitch.
Plus, you have to admit that a belt unbuckling is very loud.
It can be.
Yeah. That was my question of the day.
Okay. That's very interesting. Very interesting. And now that you met, I'm going to start doing the
pants to the floor?
No. I'm going to start doing the unbelt. I'll see, you know, if it's a more efficient way to remove the after pee.
I think it'd probably be difficult because your pants probably fall down. It depends how big your butt is. Like, I have a big butt, so it wouldn't fall.
I got a flat butt, so it might.
Yeah, you might lose your pants. Yeah. It might not be very good for you.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, listeners, hashtag
belt pants, or no belt.
No, pants to floor. I want to know if you know anybody that does it.
I know you don't want to bet because you don't have money, but let's make a friendly bet. Nobody who listens to the show does that.
No. But I bet that they've seen it.
I think it's like 1 in 100 guys do that.
Yeah.
You said 15%.
Out of the entire fucking world.
I'm like 1% out of the entire fucking world.
No,
there's no way. You don't put your... First of all, hygienic, it's disgusting.
No.
Like, you got fucking... People are pissing on your fucking pants and that. Like, you're dragging and pissing.
No, when you go to the toilet...
Yeah, because people... No, listen. You don't know how the urinals work. There's, like, piss around it sometimes. You miss.
Around the urinal, not the floor.
Yeah, there's... No, but it's on the floor because it's fucking, like, splashback.
Maybe they're, like... Their legs are really wide, so their pants actually don't hit the floor.
No, but you're saying...
They're at their knees.
You're saying pants to fucking ankles.
I know, but maybe they open their legs so that it goes to the knees.
No fucking way people have that precision.
Maybe they bring a little bib for their floor.
No, they don't. That's the most complicated piss ever. All right.
This pee-pee hat.
Hashtag pee-pee hat. All right. This.
Or that.
Actually, I have a question for you. And I think this question... will help define people who don't know you. We should have asked this like 2 weeks ago. But what do you put on your hot dog? Because that, I think, defines a person.
Okay, so I miss hot dogs. I miss hot dogs with a bitch. But
what?
With a bitch. I miss hot dogs so much. But when I did eat hot dogs.
Or veggie dogs.
Ketchup, mayo, coleslaw.
Okay.
Best thing in the world.
Okay, let's analyze this. So the ketchup is more of like a kid topping.
Yeah.
So that tells me, because I'm analyzing the toppings.
Is there a website for this?
Yeah, analyzeyourhotdogtoppings.com. So that tells me that you're still, like, there's still a kid in you, that part of you that hasn't grown up yet.
Makes sense.
A part of you that hasn't matured yet as a person. And they're still kind of like you're holding back and stuff in life.
Really?
That's what the ketchup tells me.
Cool.
The coleslaw.
I'm creative and adventurous.
The coleslaw, like, because there's a bit of bitterness there, a bit of sour taste, you know, like a bit of bitter taste. So you have some leftover, like, bitterness with, like, a past relationship or a past life.
Oh, okay.
Maybe something like that that's, a, like, So every time you bite into that crunchy coleslaw, that tangy, zesty fucking bitterness, it like brings back that memory of like what, like you can't let go this feeling, this memory.
Okay.
And what's left?
I was going to say coleslaw is not something that you regularly put on hot dogs. So that means that I'm creative.
Locally here they do.
Analyze your hot dog
topping. No, but the coleslaw is actually, and I don't know if this is a native thing in the U.S., but here, coleslaw, salad choux, is a thing that they like put on all dressed hot dogs. Usually it's mustard, onions, coleslaw, relish.
That's too much shit. Yeah. Ugh, relish is gross. Remember at McDonald's when we used to make the newbies go and find the relish in the back?
So yeah, fun fact for people who don't work at McDonald's and don't know a lot about McDonald's, there is no relish. We'd have them go to the back and then we start like yelling, we need the relish, we need the relish. They're looking, where's the third row in the back? This in the back. And they're looking for relish that doesn't exist.
For a long time. Yeah. It's the best.
Or we'd make them fill up the ketchup pump with the little ketchup packets.
And it would take forever.
Take like an hour.
So I actually found a website. What do your toppings say about you?
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, just ketchup? Your mom still does your laundry.
That's what I'm saying. See, I was right.
Okay.
I do mustard, coleslaw, onions, relish. So I'll say mustard.
Oh. So it doesn't say each.
Say just mustard.
It doesn't say each. Like, these are very American. I have like yellow mustard, chopped white onions, relish.
Yeah.
Peppers, pickled peppers.
Yeah.
Dill pepper. Pickles?
Dill pepper.
Dill pickles. Tomato.
I've heard of tomato.
And a dash of celery salt.
Huh.
You're a real asshole. Or maybe both.
How about just yellow mustard? Because I used to be a ketchup guy and I'm switched. And I fucking hated mustard when I was a kid. I hated it.
I did too. And I learned to love it.
No, I like it now. I'll do just mustards most of the time. Mustard mayo is good.
Okay, yellow mustard or grainy mustard?
I'd say yellow mustard.
You carefully untie your shoes every time you take them off.
That's not true. Oh, fuck this website. Lies. I never untie
mayonnaise, my shoes. You argue with people about white privilege.
That's amazing.
All right.
It's fantastic.
Ketchup? You're unaware that chicken isn't born with a layer of breeding. What?
Fuck this site.
National Post. That's a National Post website.
Fuck you, National Post. You know what you're talking about. All right.
Fuck it.
So,
wait, you didn't say mustard. Mayo. What does that say about me?
Mayo means...
Oh, old school.
No, I'm not going to go there. Mayo means...
Oh, gross. What? I wasn't even going there.
I wasn't going there. I don't know what you're talking about. Mayo means... I would say it's more adult... Well, we talking regular mayo or like a... Great,
regular,
like fancy,
it's me, regular.
Right, regular everything, yeah, okay. A more balanced approach, a more mature. That's why I think the mayo and the ketchup are conflicting with each other. It's that inner kid you that is trying to stay there and the mayo's trying to push it out, you know what I mean? See, that sounds better than that shit. I can make a fucking post. Fuck you, National Post. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Yes, our dad. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Dress only in styles famous 15 years ago or dress only the way you did when you were 15.
Dude, that's the same time.
Well, in your case, yes. Okay, next question. Would you rather...
Wait, can I answer this and maybe we'll see if she wants to be on it?
Who is that?
Yo.
Yo, ça va?
Ouais, toi? Hey, listen. Wait. I'm recording a podcast right now. You want to say hi to people on the podcast?
What's up?
Who is it?
It's Samantha.
I'll fix that.
Yeah, Samantha.
I'll fix that. Hey, Samantha.
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
Oh, God. Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather find out that you swallowed a spider in your sleep or find out that a waiter had spit in your food?
I already a spider.
Spider, she says.
You fan of spiders? You find them tasty?
Well, I will never notice. I might choke and be like, oh, it was my saliva.
That's true. Good point. You would never know.
Yeah.
I will never know.
But you find out. Like, say if your boyfriend's like, hey, you know, did you know you ate a spider, by the way?
Well, I already did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done already. Or would you rather that a waiter had spit in your food already?
But I know, or I don't know.
No, you know both ways.
But she means you don't know when it's, like, it's done already.
Yeah, it's already done. So you don't know when it happened.
I wouldn't mind the spider either.
Oh, okay. think a spider.
You'd rather eat a spider than another person's spit.
That's a good question.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so you want to do it, Tam? Wait. Okay, so call me tomorrow and we'll talk about it.
I'm in too. Okay. Bye. I'm in. Bye. Love you.
It's a dance class.
Okay. Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
All right. So hey, how about you?
So the spider, I wouldn't mind because you don't know. It's already done. But if you do find out, if somebody tells you, hey, you ate a spider that last night and it was huge, I'd say the saliva is better.
What if it's a medium-sized spider? Like the size of my thumb.
That's huge.
Okay, like the size of my fingernail.
That's huge.
Like the size of half of my fingernail.
No, if it's like a baby spider.
A baby?
A baby.
Okay.
I'd be like, okay, whatever.
But like fingernail spider.
No. No, saliva. I'll make out with the waiter, whatever.
So that is
hopefully he doesn't have a cold sore, but.
There you go. It's a toss-up. All right.
Yeah, but why did he spit? I would be like upset. Why did he spit in my soup? What a jackass.
Maybe he didn't tip him. All right.
Very good possibility. Okay.
Would you rather have your brain transplanted into a robot?
No.
Or have your brain transplanted into the opposite sex? So be a guy.
For how long?
Forever.
Oh. In a guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't want to be a robot.
Robots are... Yeah, you'd be a robot. You take over the world.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you're Terminator. Fuck.
I could take over the world as a guy more. Everybody accepts a guy.
I know why you cry.
What was that?
It's Terminator. It's his hand going down. Oh. I know why you cry.
No, because I could have a better conspiracy theory... accomplishment.
Where are you going with this?
If I'm a guy, because everybody, they would never see it coming. If they see a robot try to take over the world, they just shoot me down.
True.
See? So a guy.
All right.
What about you?
Robot, I want to be a robot, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. So you have sex with things?
Myself.
Other robots?
Other robots, yeah. Okay. I'd rather the spit.
Really?
Yeah.
You make out with a guy?
Okay, you spider. Like that spit? Okay, spider.
Is it warm?
Spider. Okay. Get high or get drunk? This or that? One or the other?
Well, no, get drunk because I hardly get high.
Okay.
Drunk. I'm drunk right now.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Me too. No, she's not. Okay. I got this or that. This one, I don't know where you're leaning.
Ooh.
Pasta?
Yeah.
Or Chinese?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what kind of pasta?
Like your favorite angel hair fucking zippity boppity boo.
Angel hair, garlic with like butter?
Angel hair, garlic butter with like vegan meat.
Gross.
No Chinese vegan food. Meat.
Like Chinese food.
Chinese.
Yeah, but angel hair, garlic butter is amazing. Yeah. That's like my favorite pasta ever.
Can you make it?
Of course I can.
Make it for me.
Nope.
What? Fucking bitch.
Hey, is C-Money still waiting for his pastina? It's been like 18 years.
18, fuck. She doesn't cook a lot. All right.
It's very difficult to transport pastina. You know what pastina is?
No.
It's just soup. Soup with like little meatballs in it.
Okay. Yeah. So hard.
Yeah, so hard.
Fuck you. All right, you got something?
What do you want? This or that?
Yeah, sure, go.
This or that?
This or that, las cicadas.
Do you like cheese?
Oh, I love cheese. I'm beginning to appreciate the different cheeses like brie. And also the rind of the cheese,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to eat that now. I enjoy that. Softer cheeses.
So good, right?
I used to just eat fucking mozzarella and like cheddar. Like, and the rest, now I'm appreciating like the real good
but
ones.
But would you give up cheese or give up oral sex?
No. See you later, cheese. Bye.
Really?
2 seconds.
I would 100% stay with cheese.
Really?
If I had to choose between the two... So oral sex loses it.
Oh, you're not a fan of it, or?
No, it's not that. It's just I love cheese that much. Cheese is so good. Cheese is good.
Cheese beats
it. Oral sex is like
that's
not always the same, but it's practically always the same. Cheese is you have all kinds.
It's interesting because there are a lot of women who have preferred chocolate over sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or cheese, I guess. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just women.
It's very rare to find good sex.
Women have more of a... emotional connection with food, yes. I think, than guys do.
Oh, then food? Yeah. But food, also sex is not just... We don't just need to
finish.
Yeah. It's
cuddling. It's It's music, it's candles, it's smells.
It's attention. Like, yeah, candles, it's just attention.
It's music.
Just attention.
Cuddle.
Just attention. Smell like poop and not know it. Okay. Or constantly be smelling poop that nobody else can smell.
I'd rather smell like shit. Fuck everybody else.
Fuck that. All right.
That's it for the this or that. Because I have another fun topic.
Yeah.
That's affirmative. All right. So we were talking last week about your knot untying skills and your sewing skills.
My knot. Yeah.
You've got a couple of interesting skills. I have a couple of interesting skills. I was curious. If there were a zombie apocalypse that happened, who do you think would die first?
Between me and you?
You or me?
Okay. This should have been brought up at the beginning of the show. Probably you would die first.
I would die first?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because I don't run as fast? What are you trying to say, Charlie?
No, because if I get mad...
You go fucking crazy?
I go fucking crazy.
But I mean, listen, like, I don't mean to judge, right? But I mean, physically, I overpower...
A zombie? There's no way. You can't touch a zombie. He'll kill you.
But I think, like, if I was in a fight with a zombie, I'd have a better chance than you would.
So, I think I would die because I have too much empathy. I would probably die over, like, protecting a fucking goddamn child. Like, for something stupid.
I'd be like, fuck the kid, you're dead.
Yeah.
You got bit, stomp in his head, kick him, fuck. Yeah.
But if we're, like, there's a fence... And then there's like
what are you
a billion,
trying to say?
There's like a billion zombies.
What are you trying to say, Charlie?
I would kill the shit out of all those zombies. Yeah. But if there's a kid to be protected, I'm done.
I think I would be more self-preservation. I'd be like, fuck everybody else.
Yeah, no.
I have the lack of empathy in that regard.
I would like give away my last sandwich and be so stupid.
Yeah, I'd be like, thanks for the sandwich, idiot.
Yeah, I'd give it to you. You'd be like, I'm so hungry, Charlie. I'd be like, okay.
But I mean like skill-wise. You know, your photography background, your sewing, not on time.
Sewing, photography, totally helped me.
My general, like, IT knowledge, you know, like, I can set up, like, a CB radio and communicate with people, you know what
I mean? I could totally figure that shit out, by the way.
I don't think you could.
Yes, I could.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
I could totally do that.
You're a bit of a dick when I'm fixing stuff for you, but that's a side...
Yeah, because you're just dumb. No, I'm kidding.
No, because she's a hoverer.
I hover.
And then she gets mad when you hover. And then she hovers. I've known her 20 years.
I don't trust still anybody. Still
hovers. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I'm fixing your fucking thing. Fuck off.
Because you don't explain what you're doing. You're just we're going to try it.
Yeah, we are going to try it.
Why is it going to work, old school? You're like, you're just going to.
I'm just going to fuck you.
No, you have to explain
to me
why.
No, I don't need to fucking explain. Anyways.
But anyways.
Zombie apocalypse.
I think I'd be able to last a good 3 weeks with zombie apocalypse.
I'd be prepared. I have my MREs ready to go.
Yeah, MREs. Did you buy some?
Maybe.
No, you liar.
Not yet.
Okay.
Soon, I'm buying some. See, that thing happened in Florida? Fuck that. I'm getting MREs.
Yeah.
In case we flood and shit, you have like six days of fucking like chicken stew and stuff.
It's fine. Everybody's fine. Disney World is still intact. So that's all it takes.
I'm getting MREs. Fuck you. Don't tell me what to do.
So if we're together in the same camp...
Who lasts longer?
I would probably die first.
Okay.
Because I'd try to protect you like a dumbass. If we're in separate camps and I don't care about what you're doing because there's no phones that work and stuff, I'd probably last longer.
Wow.
I think.
I don't know.
I clearly thought about this long.
Yes. I think my general information technology skills, my hand-to-hand combat training.
You think people wouldn't kill you for food?
My hand-to-hand combat training.
Because you have CBI?
I do have gun training.
No, you don't.
Yes, I did fire guns.
How many times?
A couple times.
Once. In one of those, like, pay $10 and shoot again once?
I fired real guns. Rifles.
Okay.
So I'm a marksman.
I'd probably shoot myself, to be honest.
Fuck it. Done. Well, I'm curious, like, in general, like, obviously I'd be a little bit slower.
Where would you go?
If it was a sprinting issue, like,
you... So we're in Montreal right now. Where would you go?
Rental Depot.
Rental Depot?
Yeah.
Yo, Costco. Costco has one entry and it's all cement.
Oh, that's smart. IKEA?
IKEA has no food.
Yeah, they have meatballs.
Costco.
Swedish berries.
Hello, Costco.
I just need meatballs. I could hide in like the kitchen sets.
I would go on the roof of Costco and shoot anybody that tries to join me there and I'm safe.
Where do you get your gun from, Costco? Do they have guns?
Well, if I pass the border, they will.
The border.
The border. I'll go on the roof.
How about Walmart?
No, the Walmart is just regular walls. And there's all kinds of windows and stuff. Mm. Isn't there?
I don't know.
Just a back door? No, Costco.
Where would you go during a zombie apocalypse? And you know who would last longer? Let me know.
Listeners. Because they have no idea you're talking to them right now.
Of course, I'm always talking
to them. Where would you go? If you're on a roof, you're pretty safe.
What about a bank?
What would you do in a bank? Money is clearly useless.
No, but I mean like security-wise, like you hang out in the vault and shit.
But yeah, but then what? You'll die of hunger.
Well, I have my MREs. I'm good. No, Costco actually sounds like a good idea.
I'm glad you didn't think about it.
Costco or IKEA?
IKEA would probably work too. Yeah. But there's no food. Like you'd
Swedish
run out in a week.
Sweetest berries and meatballs.
You'd run out in a week.
Costco, you have like a giant size mustard.
Everything. Yeah. I would eat a bowl of mustard. I don't care. Just have to keep the people out.
I'm trying to think it would be a better... No, grocery store, Costco's better. You said for the fortification.
Yeah. Because it's all cement. There's only one door.
But is every Costco made the same?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I got to go to Costco. There you go.
All right, fine.
Yeah. What do you got?
End the show. What time is it?
Yes, 48 minutes. End the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Zombie apocalypse, Charlie.
Zombie apocalypse. If you want to be in my team of zombie apocalypse, will survive.
Who would you be on? Which team would you be on?
You
team Charlie,
survive.
Team Old School during a zombie apocalypse. And is the Costco, or do you have a better place to go?
You have to tell people. Oh, you said you were going to IKEA.
Yeah, I'm going to IKEA.
Okay, I'm going to Costco, guys. So if you want to be on my team.
And Swedish berries.
If you want to be on my team, you could go over to stfupodcast.com and you will find the links for our iTunes, our Google Play, and our YouTube for you to subscribe and get episodes every week.
And if you want to be prepared for that zombie apocalypse, go to Amazon.com, but specifically our Amazon.com link. You buy all your MREs, you buy your shotguns, you buy your fucking giant tubs of mustard that you'd eat solely for some reason, Swedish berries, meatballs, all that stuff you can find on Amazon.com. And when you click on our link, it costs you no more than the actual price, but helps support the show, gives us a little bit of money so Charlie can drink that second beer.
Thank you for
your support.
Yeah. And I won't need any money from the zombie apocalypse. Our team won't need any money because we're in Costco. We have all kinds of shit. So buy everything you want. Or you can come on my team and you'll have everything you need.
But if you went to Team Old School, everybody would have their own kitchen dining area, like dining room, living room.
And your own
bed. Yeah, and their own bed.
It's pretty cool.
There you go.
See, your bed.
So you're sleeping on bags of ketchup or whatever, chips. Yeah. I got a whole living room set. Everybody's got their own fucking living room set.
Right.
We cook Swedish meatballs together.
That's true. But it's a zombie apocalypse, so screw you guys. You're going to die, you pussies that are still sleeping in beds.
Wow. There you go. Okay, so for...
Oh, wait. You could go on our... if you want to talk about it, you can go on Twitter that I'm going to go on right now. It's on DSCFU Podcast. Go in at just a
wow,
second.
Wow, okay.
Because I'm trying to check here. Just a sec. Yeah, well, DSCFU Podcast. Go and add us and talk to us and tell us which team you would like to go on.
So because Charlie's now a feminist, I will not speak for her. I'll say, I'm old school.
Yay, and I'm Charlie.
There you go. It's fuck you.
Salut. Thanks, Mr. Poopy Butthole. I always could count on you.